Hello and welcome to Side 2 of Paul Mac Presents. A little serious now, a few moments of silence, because this side of the tape is dedicated to my late friend Dan Ross. That's right, Daniel Dual Phase, who a lot of you know or knew of from the ever-popular Dual Phase Telephone Network. I mean, come on, you'll never forget
your number one network, Dual Phase.
My association with Dan began in 1980 when I was drafted into doing a Dual Phase comment tape. Now, this tape that I did, and I had never called Dual Phase really too much before, was to be a guest star role. It was just to be a one-weeker, so to speak, and I was just going to be on there for that one tape. And it was the first time I had actually met Dan when I had gone down to make the tape. And it was quite an experience for Dan, as well as myself, being amazed by the wonderful technical difficulties and technologies that he progressed in. He was quite a wizard at sound. He was the master, as far as, in my opinion, in the phone world, at audio productions. And this is the very first time, not only the very first time that I meet Dan, but the first time I became associated with Dual Phase back in 1980. Take a listen.
And here's Dan!
This week's TV, we have more and more comments, and yeah, we do not have, we have a guest star this week. We got the movie maker over here from North Hollywood, California. We also have Juan from Van Nuys. Do you have anything to say before we get into more good comments?
Now, let me tell you something. This Dan is a funny guy. He even looks funny. No, seriously. Funny you're looking into feedback. That's right. Hey, I'm getting paid a lot of money for this job. Don't knock it. Listen to this. That's money, boy. That's pennies. Hey, it's better than what, that feedback gave me. He gave me about half a cent fee. No, seriously, it's great working here. The tape, I'm tripping over the tape reels as I come in, but it's nice. We got some klutzy-looking people talk. Klutzy-looking person, will you say
what?
Something? No, I'm sorry. Anyway, we're going to do something here.
We're going to do it, bro.
I'll let you say something, Dan. It's your tape. Shut up. Okay, listen. Seriously, let Dan say something. This is his tape. He will feel bad if I don't let him say something.
What?
Go ahead.
What?
Why don't you say,
I
you
don't
shut
know.
That record off. I can't hear anything.
I don't
you,
know.
You can't. It's what already on the tape.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will you be quiet? You're giving away your secrets now, okay?
Anyhow, we're going to get in with it on the new Dual Phase.
Doing it for you.
Well, I was so successful in that tape, I was asked to come down and be in another the next week. And Dan was very happy, I guess, with what I was contributing to Dual Phase, and, well, he just kind of, after a while, adopted me.
Get me out of here! Oh, I can't. Oh, hey, if anybody's out there, let me tell you something. This is the movie maker again. You want to know why Dan isn't here, by the way? I'm messing around here with this machine. I hope it's working, right? Anyhow, oh boy, it's noisy in here. The reason why I'm down here for 3 weeks is because he's holding me hostage, and he's torturing me with his food. You want to know what? Hot cakes and cold pizza. Isn't that terrible? But let me tell you something. Feedback, please. I'll never do it again. I mean, just get me out of here, anybody. I'm desperate. Oh, Dan.
Hi, coming up, we've got more comments this week. More happiness. No more happiness.
Absolutely not. I just don't.
We had too many complaints last. No, is that compliments? I don't know. We'll be hearing more from you, the people out there, on the new Dual Phase. And we've got, once again, Paul Mac. He really likes it here. Here's your pay. Here's your pay.
Oh, you give me a penny today, isn't that something? Let me tell you something, though. Theodorus Borkus is from the world beyond. He's down there somewhere. But all I can say is, feedback, get me out of here, please. Dan, I turned on your machine ahead of time so I could just get it warmed up. You know what I mean.
You did what?
I did nothing. Anyway, let's get into some comments, Dan. Mine are getting a little boring, I know that.
Announcing a new line called The Right Track, brought to you by Casey of Arleta.
Tell you, if you're on that track, you're on the wrong track, because the track here is the right track, which makes it wrong in a sense. Which is right. You get it?
well, those were the days. Good old Dan and me just kind of clowning around, making Dual Phase tapes. After Dual Phase, our friendship grew, and we kind of got involved with film production. Films I was making at the time, I did worked on two films with Dan, where he did the audio, Dual Phase Audio Productions. He did the sound for My Hands of Mr. Ottermole, which is an award-winning film, and The Visitant, which can be currently seen on subscription television as a short subject. We had the premieres and announced him over the line. He was there in person to do the sound live at the premiere, and he was a great help and a great friend, and I'll never forget the time when he threw the Dual Phase party. I mean, what a bash. He went all out, always trying to put on a show, trying to make everybody feel at home. Over there in North Hollywood at Straw Hat Pizza on Coldwater and Victory, which is now Numero Uno, we put on a big bash in 1980. That was December 28th, and we had a lot of fun. Here's just some of the excitement that went on that night.
I'm coming here, Paul Mack from Dual Phase.
Let's kill him!
Michael, hello. I told you I'd be here.
Okay, we're over here at Straw Hat Pizza. Who are you?
I run a line called Dual Phase, an entertainment line. And who are you people?
Who are we? We were just over here to cover this function. And somebody, I guess, who was attending the function, who's also in your group, hired us to take and to videotape this particular program.
Uh-huh. Well, these people you see out here are phone freaks, and that's Brian Feedback. Your name is? Oh.
No. You know her very well, right?
Right. Well, yeah. Michael Hollywood. Oh, no. Sorry. It's Paul Feedback.
And this is it's a bunch of phone freaks, is that what that is? What exactly is that?
Phone freaks, people that are interested in telephones, call entertainment line numbers and try and find out as much as they can about the phone company.
How many people do you estimate to be here tonight?
Oh, around 200 if I'm lucky.
And you organize this whole group here?
Well, I just put it on my line that it was going to be a party.
Okay, we're over here on the other side of the room. What's your name again?
Brian W. Feedback.
Brian W. Feedback. And Brian, it was explaining exactly why the people are here. What is this thing all about?
Well, it's kind of a complicated thing. These people are, I guess you could call them phone enthusiasts or phone freaks. The party or the get-together or the wine and dine, as we might sometimes call them, is being hosted by a person who runs a telephone line which offers different recorded telephone entertainment. You can call it dial a joke, dial a whatever, but it's...
How many people are in this organization or group? You know.
As you can see, they're not quite normal people.
Okay, we're over here talking to Paul Mack, right, Paul?
Yeah.
And Paul, what's your friend's name here?
Bennett Forma.
Bennett Forma? Bennett and Paul are like a little group here. They have an act. Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you seriously. My voice is hoarse, okay? So I can't do any Barney Five. You can tell this sounds bad. What I do is Dan and I...
Before I get on to this, are your shorts tight?
Dan and I, we're a couple of idiots. No, okay. I'm the sidekick. He kicks me in the side on the line. He kicks me on the side, and we do things. Now, listen, did you ever hear the black hole skit?
No.
The black hole skit?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you must have heard some. Dory wrote it here. Dory's the writer.
All right, shut up. Hasn't my day been bad enough without you babbling at me? First my plumbing backs up, and there's a mess all over my cabin. Then these space-happy dimwits come all the way across the galaxy just to bore me to death. Then you dice up the only one worth talking to and destroy my favorite recipes. I'm beginning to wonder what's going to happen next.
A meteor shower off the port bow.
I knew it. Maximilian, prepare my escape ship. The set is falling apart all around us.
Maximilian, help me!
You hurt yourself. Don't worry. A few weeks of tender, loving care, and I'll make a new man out of you.
On second thought, I think I'll go down with the ship.
And that was from The Black Hole that we spoofed in 1980. From the collections and tapes that I have of Dual Face, I've only tried to run the best, and from what I have to offer, hopefully in return I can give you some of the memories that you weren't able to catch of Dan, and some of the happy moments that I shared with him through my experiences with Dan. He was a wonderful person. It was a shame that it happened the way it did, but we'll miss Dan, and we love him. And now, here is Dual Phase.
Here we go. 3, 2,
oh,
one.
Oh, 2X.
Take 4.
Interlock. Begin. Activate imagination sequence. Initiate transpositioning mode.
The new Dual Phase.
Fudge cake.
I think I found the wrong line. Whose kids are these?
Ron of Van Nuys. I'm out here at the MGM Grand Hotel. Yeah, listen to all this bad line here. You know, it's terrible. Yeah, any of you who are going to be coming out here, you ought to go see, what was that thing called? Omnivision. Yeah, that's it, Omnivision. It's a real good movie. Cost $2 to get in. It's at Caesar's Palace. And I found out here, they have ESS, but it's electronic switching before ESS. Yeah, it's primitive, but you know, according to one of the operators that I was talking to, oh well, it's good to get away from the phone world for a little while. So, talk to you later.
And Dan Dualface cowering in the corner. Hey, okay, are we on?
We're on.
Okay.
So listen, gang, you can write to us at Post Office Box 115. We've got a really keen.
You guys come to rescue me. Get me out of this place.
So listen, Brian.
Yeah. I got to tell you.
I know recording here at Dualface is different than feedback. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mind the funny shoes, and I didn't mind the orange hair.
I didn't either.
But I don't know about this red nose. I mean, do I have to wear it? I don't know. I mean, Dual Phase is just, yeah, right. Hey, off.
People, get me out of here, Dan. Oh, Dan, go in the other room. Please get me out of here. You people came to get me out of here.
We play the comments? Do they play comments on this or what? Do we just jump up and down? I mean, listen.
I do have to point out this observation, though, Steve. This is going to be the first Dual Phase tape that actually has more guest stars than people leaving comments.
That's right.
So why don't we go and get to it, huh, Dan?
What am I supposed to... Oh, right. Rescue me, too. I need the help. Anyway, here we go with some comments. I feel like I'm running Montauk. Oh, here's Bert.
Here, Bert. And now, here come the comments.
Say something, Dad.
We're going to be calling someone. The number is 3 from the bottom. The countdown. It's $150 we're going to
be
going home,
Steve.
With.
Let's go.
That's punching $4.
More people than ever doing it for you.